papacy and the war here, the King of the South is the power that rules Egypt in Daniel 11, but we're in the spiritual time period. And in verse 8 of Revelation 11, it says, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." And Sister White, commenting on this and the great controversy, says, this great city, which is a political kingdom in Bible prophecy, is France. It's atheistic France, and Egypt is what symbolizes this atheism. So if we go back into verse 40, we see that in the 1798 time period, a war begins between atheism and Catholicism. And basically, this verse is a description of the war between atheism and Catholicism. And ultimately, in history, there comes a time period when a new political power assumes the dominance over atheism in the world, and that's at the Bolshevik Revolution time period, when Russia becomes the King of the South, and later after World War II, Russia expands into what we know as the Soviet Union. And because this is the power in the world that dominates atheism, and atheism is what Egypt symbolizes spiritually, then by the 1989 time period, the King of the South is the Soviet Union. And we see the next part of the verse describing when the King of the North would come and sweep away the King of the South. And verse 40 is describing the war that begins in 1798 between atheism and Catholicism, but it predicts that in time Catholicism will come and sweep away atheism. And you'll notice that there's certain characteristics about this verse that just really drive this home crystal clear. And they're not what I want to deal with at this time. We'll deal with them later. But whoever the King of the South is, when the King of the North finally sweeps them away in verse 40, you'll know that notice that it says he shall enter into the countries. Whoever the King of the South is, when the King of the North finally sweeps them away, they are no longer a single country. They are a confederacy of countries. And certainly the Soviet Union was a confederacy of countries. And when we go through this verse specifically, for this verse's sake, which isn't at this time, we'll show you that the chariots and the ships and the horsemen represent the United States, and that there's an alliance formed with the Vatican in order to accomplish bringing down the Soviet Union during that time period. But what I want you to see here is that in the Bolshevik Revolution took place in 1917, which is the very same year that the miracle